Good. We are ready. I want to greet all of you affectionately for this wonderful day of Nityananda's appearance day. I'm very, very happy to be in this festival because, to tell you quite frankly, I have been reading about Lord Nityananda now for the last week or so. Yeah. Now I'm reading intensely and I'm totally impressed by his wonderful personality. I'm really hoping that in this morning class where we all come together to hear about Lord Nityananda, some of his amazing glories can come out, and I request you to just give your best wishes to me, because yeah, it's not so easy. So much to say. I thought we would do one thing this morning. I wanted to ask Gokrishna to sing a song which always ends with... Is this Bola Sukhita? Koda Nitai. Who but Nitai? I'm singing news of great happy things. Lord Nityananda himself has opened a marketplace of the holy name in Suravikund. No? Marketplace. Huh? Where we live, it's at the banks of a wonderful lake. So 2 years ago, the devotees Gokrishna and Padmakshi could go over the ice to the marketplace of the town, where they could purchase things, and then they carried the things back over the ice. After 2 weeks, they were not sure if they should try, because there were cracks in the ice, and maybe all the subjis and them, they would drown. So they did not do. But a marketplace, we went to a marketplace. So there's a transcendental marketplace in the world, a spiritual marketplace which exists in a spiritual landscape. Spiritual Google, it is a marketplace of the holy name. And the song describes this marketplace, that Lord Nityananda is in charge of this Namhata, this place where the holy name is given to everyone. And he says, you have to bring a price to buy the holy name. That is... your faith in it, and then you will get the purchase. And then the song describes how Lord Nityananda, the big market holder who's there, what he wishes to see. When he sees only a tear, one tear, in the eyes while chanting the name Gora, then he gives everything to that person. And I will talk about this one tear. I will speak about emotional disconnection today, which I think is a disease which many of us suffer in spiritual life, and I will speak about the opposite, that is a deep emotional connection, because just like we heard yesterday, Krishna wants to see what you want to do for him, not what you think you should do for him. You know, I've read yesterday a quote by Srila Prabhupada that Krishna wants to see, what do you wish to do in his service? He has not come to say, you should, and totally limit you and frighten you and so on. So this, when you have a deep desire in your heart, you have a deep connection, and Lord Chaitanya wants to see that deep emotional involvement. No, it's a good English word, and involvement. You are involved, you are immersed in it, you are absorbed, you are totally with it, 108%. So when Lord Chaitanya Nityananda sees this, that you are really there, oh, he gives you everything. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, except for the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, there is no other shelter. So let us sing this, please, in the beginning. We can just, to honor our tradition, just all together say, Jai Radha Madhava Kunyai Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhani Yashoda Nanda Vada Vandana Yamuna Jira
Adigari, Thank you. Shiksha, Nishuddha Krishna Shiksha, Nishuddha Krishna Shiksha,
Nishuddha Krishna Shiksha, Nishuddha Krishna Shiksha,
Shatidana Vidya Bala, Nakore Apeksha,
Shatidana Vidya Bala. I
Such a wonderful, wonderful song. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is here the bearer of good news. He brings good news. He says, my dear devotees, your worries are over. Now I have brought you this best news. You must go to the presence of that great soul Nityananda. He will give you something and all your desires will be fulfilled. And then he says, Boro Doyol Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is greatly merciful. He takes from you your faith, I mean, he accepts it, and then in return gives you the highest ecstasy. He doesn't care if you are from a good birth, if you have wealth, if you have knowledge. He, even when you are weak spiritually, he gives you. There's no more fear now of the age of Kali. Lord Nityananda has come. Who is this Lord Nityananda? What is his, a little bit of the history? Lord Nityananda was appeared in the sacred town of Ekachakra. On the internet, I posted or whatever it's called nowadays, some news about Ekachakra, his appearance place. You might be very surprised if you read it. When he had only become 12 years of age, the whole village could only talk of him and had only eyes for him. He had, as a little boy, arranged his other boyfriends to play the various pastimes of Ram and Krishna. And he had become, you know, everyone loved him so much. So when he was only 12 years of age, one sannyasi came and talked with his father the whole night. His father's name was Hadai Oja. And they talked about Krishna. And at the end of the night, Hadai Oja felt so obliged and so grateful to this sannyasi that he said to him, ask me for anything you want and I will give it. Sannyasi had asked, anything? Yes, I'm so much obliged to you because you have purified my heart and enlightened me by talking about Krishna. I'm giving you anything. And the sannyasi had said, then give me Nityananda. Oh. Hare Krishna. Hadai Oja went, he said, I, this is my only son? He's the darling of the village? Let me ask my wife, Padmavati. So the two talked, and Padmavati decided, you have given a promise to a saintly person, you must keep it, otherwise Krishna is not satisfied with us. So this is how it came that the darling of Ekka Chakra, went on a long pilgrimage throughout India, and I sometimes heard it lasted 20 long years, and then he finally arrived in Braj, Vrindavan Dham, and he searched for Krishna there. When you go to Vrindavan, you should not search for a new dhoti or a new zari. That's where all the devotees purchase their dresses. No, you should search for Krishna. So it is described, Lord Nityananda, he was by now 32 years on this planet. He would do Govardhan parikramas, and he would often sing. Sometimes he would roll in the ground, on the ground, and he always had a special liking for children. He would be found dancing with the children and bringing them Harinam. So then, after some time, he heard a voice. Some say he met Ishwarapuri. Do you know who is Ishwarapuri and Gaura Lila? The guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Correct, correct. So he said to him, if you want to find Krishna, go to Navadvip. There he is. And this Lord Nityananda took very much, he took this by the, I mean, he followed this, and he went everything on foot, Navadvip, and he hid in the place of Nandan Acharya. It's a beautiful temple, the temple of Nandan, or the house of Nandan Acharya, beautiful place. I went with I have a wonderful servant when I go to India. His name is Atul Krishna. I still remember we went to this house of Nandan Acharya together. And when he came in, there was a Bengali lady, old lady, was calling him, Atul, 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 like they say in Bengal. They have a very sweet language. Then she showed us where exactly Nityananda was hiding, in what place of the house. I still remember. So the night before, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a vision. And in the morning he told the devotees, in the night I saw one divine personality. He was coming on a chariot. And on the chariot was a flag. Do you know what was on the flag? What insignia? You must know by the who's on the flag, you know who the person is. Like the father of King Arthur, Uta Pendragon. This is the beginning of British Empire. He always had a red dragon on his banner. And when the, how do they call them in English? The Saxic people from Saxon? Saxons, the Saxons. When they saw the banner of Uta Pendragon, the red dragon, oh, they would go like, ooh, let's run. Uta, the big Uta, the big warriors on the field. So who is on the banner of the chariot of Krishna and Arjuna? Hanuman. Oh. And who is on the chariot, on the banner Garuda. Wow. Now it gets more difficult. Who is on the banner of Lord Balaram?
A palm tree.
Our devotee notes. Yes. So Lord Chaitanya said, in the night a chariot came and there was a banner and there was a palm tree on the banner. And then this personality, he was white, he was dressed in blue garments, he had a turban, he had a plow, and he looked at me and his eyes was rolling. This means some intense personality. Ananta Gauranga's eyes also sometimes roll, I have seen, when the kirtan is good. So his eyes are rolling. And he was saying, is this the house of Nimai Pandit? I said, yes. And he again said with a voice rumbling like clouds, is this the house? Oops. I have a very small voice like a frog, so let me not try to speak like that divine personality. Is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Yes. Is this the house of Nimai Pandit? Yes. And he laughed and he drank from a cup of honey and then disappeared. And by this I know that Nitai Nityananda Ram, you know, his last name is Ram like Balaram. Oops. Nityananda Ram has appeared. He's somewhere here in Navadvip. So all the devotees went out to look for Nityananda Ram but couldn't find him. They came back after the whole day and said, we have no idea where this is. We asked around, no one has seen a divine personality. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he does not want to be found by any one of you. He is hiding, my Nitai is hiding. Then Lord Chaitanya went, and he went like a bee, straight into the house of Nandan Acharya. And there, in the corner, they saw a divine personality. Extremely divine personality. He was very tall and strongly built. He had a blue dhoti, which is very beautiful. ISKCON is very fashionable. I wonder why the young people, they have not yet found out blue dhotis. That's a good thing to dress in. So, and he had a turban, you know, and he had one earring, not two, like Lord Balaram. And he was in trance. He was meditating. He sat there. And no one dared to come close because he was just so, you know. Have you ever been with someone you don't dare to come close? Such a very big, strong personality. Have you? No? Then you have not seen the world. I know. Prabhupada was like this. People, except for the Indians, they have no problem with being very close everyone very quickly. But other people were making a distance. When Prabhupada was in sometimes in airports, people would look at him and fall on the ground. I have seen myself, because he had just such an energy around himself. It was amazing. So no one came close to Nityananda. Only then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and he was also in ecstasy, and he told, I believe it was Srivas Pandit, to recite a shloka, a wake up verse. Baha pitam natavaram vapukanikaram bribibradvasha kanaka kapisham vaijajantim chamalam. A shloka from the Bhagavatam, which describes Krishna when he enters the forest of Vrindavan, and when he dances, you know, everything dances when Krishna dances. His eyebrows dance, his garland dance, his garments dance, his feet dance, his arm dance. He is all about dancing. Best. Natavara means the best of dancer. Even Shiva has to learn dancing from Krishna. Yeah, so this verse was recited, and when it was recited, Nityananda started to dance. He, but wow, he danced, my dear devotees. We don't know dancing in comparison. He just went up and jumped extremely high, and then his whole body started to make movements, and he was just in ecstasy. And I have described this in detail in previous lectures, but after the two brothers had met, they embraced, they cried without end. Lord Chaitanya Nityananda did their first Harinam Sankirtan through Navadvip. My dear devotees, if we could have been in that Harinam Sankirtan. Oh. That would have been the end of our material existence. It was. At the end, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed Lord Nityananda his Satbhuja Rupa, his six-armed form. Do you know the six-armed form? What is the first two, or the upper two arms, please? And the Ram, someone said, they are greenish, these arms, and they hold what? Bow and arrow. The middle two arms, what is their color? Bluish. Why? They are the arms of? Oh, you know everything. Yes. They hold the flute, yes. And the last two arms, which go down, you remember? This is, someone said, color, golden, and they belong to, of course, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he carries what? Kamandalu and the danda, the two signs of renunciant, word renunciants. They carry water pots, they need water all the time. All the modern times they need warm water and what else, and a stick. Thank you very much, thank you. So that form was shown to Lord Nityananda, and so on. And this evening I want to talk about another form which Lord Chaitanya showed to Nityananda. This is my secret, it will be, I cannot tell it to you. So there is one verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita which we found for you, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks to Lord Nityananda and somehow explains Lord Nityananda's position. It's a beautiful verse, and I invite you to chant it with me. It is here. Tahansi dikarehena anyena dekiya.
Tahansi dikarehena anyena dekiya.
Amara duskara karma toma hoite haye.
Amara duskara karma toma hoite haye.
Vidi karena anya nadekia.
Vasidi karena anya nadekia.
Amadushkara karma. Toma heute haye.
Amadushkara karma. Toma heute haye.
Would one of you like to try, please?
Tahan siddhi karena.
Tahan siddhi karena anya na dekhiya.
Amara
dushkara karma toma haite hai. Amara
dushkara karma toma haite hai. And one Vaishnavi maybe? Tahan, there, Siddhi, success, Kare, makes, Hena, such, Anye, other person, Na, not, Dekhiye, I see, Amara, my, Dushkara, difficult to perform, Garma, work, Toma, you, heute, from, haye, become successful. So Lord Chaitanya says, you, Nityananda, can perform a task that even I cannot do. Except for you, I cannot find anyone in Gaudadesh who can fulfill my mission here. So there's something Nityananda can do which Chaitanya cannot do. This is intriguing. Let us hear the purport. Lord Chaitanya's mission is to deliver the fallen souls of this age. In this age of Kali, practically 10% of the population is fallen. 10% means 100%, isn't it? 100% of the population is fallen. That may mean us also, include us also. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu certainly delivered many fallen souls, but his disciples mainly came from the upper classes. For example, he delivered, you have some upper class disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know? I'm sorry? Raghunath Goswami from high aristocrat. Rupa Goswami, poor high-born Brahmanas. Yes, Maharaj Prataparudra, the king himself, very high-born. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, priest. He delivered, these were his disciples, you know, they were like, yeah. Ooh. I know. Yes, yes, yes. And many others who were socially elevated but fallen from the spiritual point of view. And then Prabhupada describes some of the disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis, they were situated in government service. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the topmost scholar of India. Similarly, Prakashananda Saraswati was a leader of many thousands of Mayavadi sannyasi. In Varanasi alone, he had 80,000 disciples who were sannyasis. What to speak of others, you know. Just highly influential persons. And these were the disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now we go to Nityananda Prabhu. It was Srila Nityananda Prabhu, however, who delivered persons like Jaga and Mada, yes. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says to him, Ama Dushkara Karma Toma Hoite Haye. It means you can do work which I cannot do. Jagai and Madai were delivered solely by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. When they injured means hurt, they draw blood, Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya became angry. You know, he becomes angry with such rascals and decided to kill them with his chakra, Sudarshan chakra. But Nityananda Prabhu saved them from the Lord's wrath and delivered them. In the incarnation of Gaur Nitai, the Lord is not supposed to kill demons, but is supposed to deliver them by preaching Krishna consciousness. In the case of Jagai and Madai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so angry that he would have immediately killed them. But Nityananda Prabhu, he was so kind that he not only saved them from death, but elevated them to a transcendental position. He gave them, they became Madhavananda and Jagadananda. Thus, what was not possible for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was carried out by Nityananda Prabhu. Similarly, if one is true to Gaur Nitai's service in the disciple succession, he can even excel Nityananda Prabhu's service. I think Prabhupada had himself in mind, but he didn't say it. So if one is faithful and true to the Gaur Nitai's service, one can even excel Nityananda Prabhu's service. Prabhupada certainly did. This is the process of disciple succession. Nityananda Prabhu delivered Jagai and Madai, but a servant of Nityananda Prabhu, by his grace, can deliver many thousands of Jagais and Madais. That is the special benediction of the disciplic succession. One who is situated in the disciplic succession can be understood by the result of his activities. So, we can see Prabhupada, we can look at the result of his preaching and we can see, wow. So this is a very interesting purpose, but I can feel the tiredness of you seeping through every inch of this room, and therefore I will not continue here because it is difficult. The last part of the purport, Prabhupada speaks about how the Lord gives all this credit to his devotees. No? So Lord Chaitanya here gives credit to who? To Nityananda. Yes, Nityananda. When I visited long ago the Atlanta temple, I heard there something from a god brother. The Atlanta temple at that time was the base of Hridayananda Das Goswami, and he told me that when Prabhupada did his mission in the West, he needed, here comes a difficult new English word, a tutelatory deity. Do you know, is it an ink? Can you understand this word? Tutelatory, it means someone who holds the banner, maybe. No? What?
Like prominent.
An extremely prominent deity. And you know whom he chose? It's the deity of his own family, Lord Nityananda. Prabhupada said in his childhood he had often gone village where his ancestry comes from, you know, the people of his past. And it's a village of Udaran Thakur, the greatest devotee of Nityananda. That is what I remember. I hope my memory does not betray me here. So he needed someone who would head up his movement, and he took Lord Nityananda. Of course, Lord Nityananda, you can't see him separately from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Prabhupada came and visited Atlanta, he gave an arrival address to the devotees, and he said in a very moved voice, it was a very touching situation. He was clearly moved, he was crying. So he said, "So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu," let's have some music here. "So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very kind. Parama karuna paho dui jana nitai Gaurachandra." Two lords, Nitai Gaurachandra, Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. "They are so very kind. You see, they have appeared just to reclaim the fallen souls of this age. So they are more kind than Krishna. Krishna, he's also very kind. He comes to deliver. But Krishna demands the first of all surrender. You know, he will speak to you only after you have surrendered. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even does not demand surrender. He is so kind." And then Prabhupada's voice breaks. "So take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and be happy. Thank you very much." And then he can't control his emotions any longer. Why was Prabhupada so moved at that visit? Well, he saw the beautiful deities of Atlanta. They are quite big, I remember, like this. I don't know. Who remembers the deities of Atlanta? They are Goni Thai deities. I believe. So I remember seeing them. They were golden, and Prabhupada, this was not the radio or some man in the microphone and in the loudspeakers. It was a real thing. Thank you, Prabhu, for alerting us to the Radha Krishna deities. I was thinking about Nitai Gaurachandra. They were, you know, Prabhupada could see, my mission in America is only successful because devotees are blessed. They are not qualified. They cannot do yajna. They cannot do great Vedic studies. They cannot control their senses very much. They are constantly distracted. I can imagine if I would do now a meditation with you, all of you would fall asleep. That's not our qualification. Archana, deity worship. I must admit, today the deities are extremely nicely worshipped. We are not really qualified to the highest standards. People are in Kali Yuga very, very fallen. I would say the problem which we all have is we are constantly distracted from the real purpose of life. This distraction. I know His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, he likes to quote, we live in an age of mass distraction weapon. distraction. So the Lord, they decided how can they were thinking, how can we save these people? And the way they save people is through the Naam. The Lord decided, looking on the people in the age of Kali, let me go there and give these people Harinam. I will start the Harinam Sankirtan movement. And Chaitanya Bhagavat, it says, Kali Yuge Dhamma Hai Hari Sankirtana Etat Arte Avatirna Sri Shachi Nandana. The religious principle for this age, the highest Dharma, Kali Yuga Dharma, for the age of Kali, is the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Sri Shochinandan has descended to establish this principle. This principle is a beautiful process of spiritual life because you are not alone in this. Jiva Goswami describes this quality of Sankirtan by saying, Bahubir Militva Kirtayati Iti Sankirtan. That is Sankirtan, where many people come together and doing Kirtan together. In other words, the devotees, you know, in this process of spiritual life, you are assisting each other. When you chant, you take part in the strengths of each other. We just had a beautiful Sankirtan festival in Radhadesh. No? 1,200 devotees came and we chanted. Whoa, how we chanted, my dear devotees. We didn't even think of stopping to chant. Only sometimes we ate some pizza and then we continued. This process of chanting together is highly effective. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, there are these beautiful examples. There is this great devotee called Tapan Mishra, who was really trying to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. He studied all the Vedic scriptures. He did sense control, but he was bewildered. Then he heard that a great personality from Navadvip had come and was teaching the scriptures, and he decided, let me go and see him. So in that night he had a dream, and in the dream he saw the golden colored Lord with blackish hair before him, a Mahapurusha, a great personality. And he said, you are so bewildered, Tapan Mishra. You do not know what is the aim of life, nor do you know how to reach it. If I asked you, what do you think is the aim of life? And what should you do to reach it? I'm sure you will give an answer which you have no idea about what you are saying. You have heard it a million times. You can repeat it when you are fast asleep. It's called neuro-linguistic programming that has taken part. So it's just like a computer programming. Does the computer understand what he says or what he shows? What's the goal of your life? Are you thinking like this in your free time sometimes? I think sometimes we feel, oh, maybe I'm missing the whole essence. No? I'm entangled in things which have nothing to do with the essence. Do you sometimes feel like this? Sure. Maybe I'm missing something? Or do you think you got it all clear? Extremely fixed up in this. The goal of life, my dear devotees, is unlimited ecstasy of love for Radha and Krishna. Are you unlimitedly ecstatic? You are unlimitedly worried. That is my assessment after studying you for about 25 years or so. And how do you reach this? This is so high that we don't dare to think about it. I should be in ecstatic love. And what is ecstatic love? Let me see, what is this? It's not physical love, apparently. What is it exactly? Oh, yeah. And how do I reach it? The great personality said to Tapa Mishra, go to this Nimai Pandit, he will tell you. And then Tapa Mishra goes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to him, he smiles at him, he knows, because it was him who appeared in the night to him, and he says, Satya Sadan Tatveye Kichu Sokal Hari Nama Sankirtan Milebe Sakal. I'm trying to speak this old Bengali, no? By congregational chanting of the holy names, you will achieve everything, including the goal of life and the means for attaining it. And then he repeats a verse. Please, I think most of you know this verse. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam Kalo Nasyeva, Nasyeva, Nasyeva Gati Anyatam. In this age of Kali, there is no other means. This, it gets really intense now. No other means. No other means. Wow, three times. For self-realization, then chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. And then he gives the name. Sometimes devotees say, did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chant Hare Krishna? Yes, he says here, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Eshloka Nama Bali Laya Maha Mantra, Shola Nama Batrisha, Akshara Iti Tantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This verse. This verse is called the Maha Mantra. It contains 16 holy names composed of 32 syllables. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking on the authority of one Upanishad where this Maha Mantra appears also. Do you know the Upanishad? Kalishantara Upanishad. It's the Upanishad which teaches you how to cross over the difficulties of the Kali Yuga, including, you know, the constantly going, the currency which is called constantly devaluated, your marriage problems, your child problems, all these things can be overcome. This is what the verse says by chanting. Therefore, those who are wise, they are praising Kali Yuga for this one quality. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he started the Sankirtan in Mayapur, he actually asked Nityananda and Haridas to go to every house and beg them in this way. He said they should tell the people, chant the names of Krishna, worship Krishna, follow Krishna's instructions. Apart from this, don't speak anything else, nor have others speak about anything else. In the evening, come back and report. You know, he said, stop all other talk. Oh, we should not talk about the weather, in other words. So interesting. No, nothing. Only Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Full program. because, you know, once you have fixed your satya, the goal of your life, you will become very eager to understand, what should I do now to get this? Nityananda and Haridas went to the homes of the people. Just imagine, you hear knocking at your door. Who could that be? So you open, and then just imagine, you see a personality like this, with a golden earring, and he would call upon you, Bala Krishna, Baja Krishna, Kare Krishna, Shiksha. This means, sing about Krishna, worship Krishna, and follow the instructions of Krishna. So most probably you would say, go to the neighbor, you know. It would be something you could not deal with because it's too ecstatic. Do you think Lord Nityananda got angry? There's a song about him, his Sankirtan. He says, O Krodha Paramananda Nityananda Rai. Lord Nityananda Rai never gets angry. He is always in the ecstasy of supreme bliss. He has no false ego. He wanders to every town and village in Nadia, chanting Hare Krishna, dancing and offering Krishna Prema indiscriminately to everyone. Sri Nitai goes to every doorstep and knocks on the door. Tap, tap, tap. He goes to those who are very much distressed. Oh, that's me. Degraded, that's me. And fallen, that's me. He goes to them and gives them Krishna Prema. He says, please chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And if the people don't chant and shut the door, bang, then he rolls there on the ground and cries. Whoever he meets, he takes a straw between his teeth and he begs, Oh brothers, please perform the bhajan of Sri Gaurahari and purchase me. Saying this, Lord Nityananda rolls on the ground in the dust, cries and sheds tears, looking like a mountain of gold rolling on the ground. Such a merciful incarnation is Lord Nityananda. Oh, if someone does not develop love for such an incarnation as Sri Nityananda Ram, Lochan says, such a sinful person wastes his life and remains in the cycle of birth and death. He cannot be delivered. My dear devotees, when I read this, I have two options. I can say, well, this is Bengali folk stories. Or I can say, I have met a great personality. Srila Prabhupada, I had the opportunity to observe him. I was close, I came close to him a few times. He laughed about me and my foolishness, which I enjoyed very much. He laughed about me. He instructed me personally. And his personality was absolutely credible. I think everyone who met him, even scholars or ordinary people, know he is trustworthy. We can trust this man. We may not be of his opinion, but we can trust him. He's the real thing. I mean, everyone could see it. Outside, I gave you the standpoint of outsiders. And he talks about Lord Nityananda, and he gives all these explanations. And I must say, whenever I believe him and do what he says, my life is wonderful. So therefore, I also have no reason to disbelieve these ecstatic descriptions of my spiritual master. He is, I mean, listen to a lecture or see a video, you know Prabhupada is the real thing. It's so convincing. I think all of us who are here, that's why we are in the movement. We have that, we cannot doubt him. You know, it is not possible. So he would talk about Lord Nityananda like this, and he would become moved in ecstasy that how merciful Lord Nityananda is, and I have chosen to believe him. I was not there most properly when Lord Nityananda was on the planet. I know he's a very inconceivable tattva. It's very difficult to understand him. But I'm asking myself a question. A question is, why am I not in ecstasy all the time? I chant Nityananda. I try to do everything. And why is our movement such a troubled movement? I'm asking myself the question. And I found in my long journey an answer to this. In the past I've spoken about it, but today I want to highlight this. It's an emotional disconnection. I have spoken about the Australians, and I regret. I will now speak about the English people, and they will get even a heavier sauce. I have seen in England people approach you and yes, say something, but they don't mean it. Sorry, I did an offense. And he just says it. What offense did you do? I asked. What? Please excuse me. Yes, but for what? They say something, but it's not connected, because it's a modern way. They just want to say something nice to have no deep connection. Deep things are strenuous and they take time. So better say something nice in a short time. Awesome, wonderful, incredible, and then get on with life, no? Mm-hmm. And it really, really, really brings me sometimes into an existential crisis when I see this. But this is not an English problem. It's a worldwide problem. This is an emotional disconnection. You are not there, really. Therefore, yesterday we heard, if you want to go to the next step, first of all, find something which you want to do and which you therefore will keep on doing, not something which you think you should do. No? This emotional connection is important. When there is no emotional connection, there is the disconnection is happening. There is a communication breakdown, a communication with the reality. It happens. like when you are very bored of this class, what will happen? You will shut off, you will look at the mobile telephone, but because you know that I will see it, you will do it secretly under your... You will all of a sudden feel, oh my God, toilet time, toilet time, toilet time. When there is an emotional disconnection, you will actually in some ways kündigen, how do we say kündigen? Quit, you will quit. Why do so many marriages end in divorce? Also in ISKCON, we are not better than anyone else. Because there's an emotional disconnection happening. So many friendships. I heard a friendship here in Golokadam broke into pieces because someone was disappointed with the other over money, small amount of money. And no need to mention the amount. No? Emotional disconnection. It happens to Krishna consciousness. I see in Croatia where people are very much with emotions. They have very quickly big emotions for someone. They call him Prijateljitski, the best friend. And then I have become suspicious of this because I've become suspicious of devotees who want to become my disciples after seeing me one time or two times, because anything which is decided on the basis of these quick emotions, quick means passing emotions, and it will turn very quickly into the opposite, very quickly. This is what I see also with my disciples. Not all of them are practicing Krishna consciousness because they went too fast. They thought, they didn't come from inside with an emotional liking, with a total involvement, with a total conviction, and therefore a disconnection is there. Be careful, my dear devotees, of quick romantic relationships, because these things will not last very long, because these quick emotions, they quickly turn into the opposite, quickly. I've seen it in Croatia like no other country in the world. There's a name for this country, blood and honey, you know, sometimes very sweet, but it can turn into the opposite so quickly because it's based on these fast emotions of like and dislike. That I have seen. I will tell you a little what I've noted about Australia, England, now Croatia. Wait when I start with Germany. That's for another lecture. No, I'm observing. I'm becoming an old man. I study. For me, there's nothing more interesting than the mind of human beings. Mobile phones, of no interest. Computer, no interest. But what is going on inside a person? Deep interest. So, emotional connection is important in Krishna consciousness. Do you know what Krishna consciousness means? According to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's a highly connected affair. He says, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. Third time, this seems to be important. Dana, Bhakti E Krishna Nama Smarana Krandana. It means Bhakti Yoga, again. This Bhakti Yoga, first Bhakti Yoga means Sambandha. Bhakti Yoga, another Bhakti Yoga, it means Abhideya. Next, Bhakti Yoga, third time, it means Prayojana, the ultimate goal of Bhakti. It means, it's the highest treasure a human being can get. What does it mean? It means that while you chant, listen to this, my dear devotees, Krandan means you cry. you're so moved. It moves you, like Amarananda. You know, it's moved in the heart. No, this is the bliss of Persia. I'm very moved. Woo! It's so good. You know, this is what Bhakti Yoga means. It's something for your elevated passion, not mode of passion, but it's where you can get yourself into it. That's what it means. If you want to, if you say this is Satchidananda Swami's speculation, read Chaitanya Bhagavatam, Madhya Lila, 24th chapter, verse 72. Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dhana, Bhakti E Krishna Nama, Smaran Krandana. Be here, be there, be present, be fully with it. Let the life of Bhakti go through it, you. Don't resist, don't try to build a dam against Bhakti, no? No. Bhakti, Siddhanta Saraswati talks about this emotional disconnection. If the heart is hardened by false arguments, or by the desire to control, then the propensity for seva does not awaken. If you have a hard heart, which is, or a hardened heart, rock heart, no, then you will not develop the propensity or inclination for seva. I remember I was sitting with a friend on a graveyard. In a graveyard, you may say, are they strange? No one sits there. It was raining, and there was in the nature, and there was this graveyard, and there was a roof, and we could sit. So we were talking. All of a sudden, my friend looked to the to the right side, like this. And I thought, oh no, now he will see it. Because I had seen it before he saw it, and our whole discussion will be disturbed. He saw it, and he went, I thought he had seen it. Now he's shocked for life. You know, what was it? It was a grave. Can you please help me? A tombstone? Tombstone. And there was only two sentences on the gravestone. Stay rude. Rude, you know what is rude? What is rude? Nasty, rough. This was a person who had designed his own inscription in the grave. That was his motto. Stay rude. Not even death could make him humble. Hare Krishna. So if the heart is hardened, like that. His name was Mike, you know. Mike with a black gravestone, you know. By false arguments or the desire to control, then this bhakti will not come in your heart. And the next verse says, the pure holy name will manifest when one cries while chanting. Now, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati will for sure say something about crying. He says, with this crying, this crying is different from the distress crying, which happens when you lose control over your life. And this is not meant here. This type of crying, when you see your life is going out of control. This is not God crying. This is false ego born. So the ecstatic crying, which is mentioned here, comes from eternal happiness, from Nityananda. And this is how you do your this is how the chanting should do. There should be a connection. There should be no disconnection any longer. You should sing for Krishna the song you never sung before. You should express something, address him with something. I saw such a person chanting last year, and it's one of my fondest memories of Braj. You know, in between the two retreats, we have one Holy Name retreat and one Bhagavatam-based retreat at Govardhan. In between these two, we have a pause for 3 days so that the devotees from one retreat can move back if they don't want to stay. And the new devotees for the next retreat can arrive, and also that the staff who has to manage all these many people, they have some pause. And I was going for this pause to Syamakund. I was sitting there, and while I was sitting there, a sweeper lady came. She had a broom like this, a hand broom. She had a torn, the old blue sari, I still remember, and her feet had a disturbance of the pigments. There were big white spots on her feet. Very poor lady. I'm hearing that Braj Care, our little charity, is taking care of these, of her little ashram, and gives donations there. So she was coming closer, and she was singing, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, and Radharani, Radharani, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram Ram, Krishna Krishna. I thought, that's not the Maha Mantra. Then the next mantra was correct, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And she was singing and singing and singing and was sweeping. And I decided to do something which I avoid in India. I decided I want to look in her eyes. And I want to find out what is inside her heart. I'm highly interested. So you don't look into a saint, into a woman's eyes generally. Generally you can look at ladies, but not really deep. But for sure not in India. So I had to find out how to do this. I had to make a strategy. So by Krishna's mercy, I found a plastic bag which was drifting in Syamakund, so I could catch it. So I had something to contribute, some garbage. And I waited until she came, because she was sweeping the garbage. That was her. And there was a little plastic bucket. And I threw the plastic bucket into another plastic bag, into the plastic bucket. For that section, when I did this, I looked into her eyes. And can you imagine what I saw? The first thing I saw, there was nobody there. With nobody, I mean what we associate with personality in the West. There was no ego. When you look into an ordinary person's eye, you see, well, he is identified with his haircut. He is planning his escape from the festival so that he can enjoy a little in a Nordic country. You can see what is going on inside the heart. You can see many things just by looking, if you are interested in these things, how the human mind goes. And I didn't see such a person, an ego-based personality. With ego, I don't mean now a bad word. I just mean the identity in the word. But I saw vastness, and the next thing I saw is, I can only describe it, it was like a wave of divine love for Radha, for Krishna. Where I stay, I have a picture, a small picture of a wave, because wave is so refreshing. And I somehow associated what I saw with this image, a wave of a beautiful, tender energy coming out of this great devotee, who was just singing so ecstatic that sometimes she mixed up the words of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Good! You know, she was moved, she was singing. Oh. I mean, this person knows more the Hare Krishna Mahamantra than all of us, because they come to chant 64 rounds minimum in this holy place. No? But yes, I was really, really... In New York language, I was blown away. You know, this is my experience. This here I could understand. This love of Godhead, which is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the holy name, is something which you can all take as a gift of Nitai if you stop your emotional disconnection and just practice Krishna consciousness from your Verstand. Verstand is a German word for mind. I don't know how to explain it. It's a slightly different meaning than the English word mind. So let me now sing a last song for you. Nitai ki name ne chere, Nitai name ne che, Namahate, Shraddha Mulya nam di te chere che. Trying to sing in Bengali, but it sounds not so good. Oh, what a wonderful name Lord Nityananda has brought. Oh, what a wonderful name Nitai has brought, the divine name, to the marketplace of the holy name. And he gives it away. Wow, he gives it away, that name, for the mere price of your faith. Faith is an emotional connection, no? This is from the Gita Vali of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I sometimes ask the devotees, what if Krishna is identical with the holy name? We say it, but do you have faith in this? No? If you have, then, and you have full shelter, the holy name, Nitai will give you something which you will never, ever forget. Hare Krishna. Yes, I have tried to glorify Lord Nityananda. I have to beg you for, please excuse my temperament. I hope I have not disturbed you. Sometimes when I talk about different countries, I make generalizations which obviously cannot be done. No one can generalize it, can say all Australians are like this, and devotees are for sure not like this, or all English people are like this, or all Germans are like this. I have only said something, trying to give some illustrations that you would understand and you would think this Maharaj is cool. In other words, that's modern language. In my language, I would say you would listen to me. Yeah, good. Hare Krishna. So I will end here. Let me see. Oh, oh my dear devotees, I've tortured you. It's longer than expected. I'm sorry. But I hear we fast. Gaurari, where did you come from? Gaurari knows mystical potencies like dynamo. What should we do now, Mother Vendapuri? What is your order? Chant and dance. We chant and dance. Good, good, good. Chant and dance. Thank you. Just now we will not, but after some time, after some time we will follow your divine order, which is inspired by Lord Nityananda. What do you think? Babish, what is your thinking?
I think to develop this emotional connection, I take work.
Take work, yeah. To develop this emotional connection, says Babish, it takes work. Have you ever asked yourself the question, what, now how do you fall in love with someone? Or with something, if you are brahmacharya and sannyasi, how do you begin to love something? The first thing is you hear about a person or a thing. And then you will start to inquire a little, to go a little deeper. What is this about? But ultimately, love can be found in the heart of the lovers only. There is love. Love is not in an object, you know. Yes, a person loves, but that's not your love, that's the person's love. The love is found in the heart of the lovers. I always notice this when parents come and introduce their baby to me. For me, it looks like any other baby. A little different, you know, but not in principle different. But the parents go like, oh, this child is so extraordinarily unique, and they will give many examples. And then you try to see it like this, and after some time you do see it. Oh, this is a special child. Yes, I can see now. Because what has happened? The love which is in the heart of the lovers, in this case the parents, it gets to you. Like, I will tell you one thing, and I'm very, very not proud of it. Please don't tell it to the world. That means it's now out in the world. I once heard from devotees how nice it is to go to these, what are they called? Kletter parks. You have to really help me. It's you climb up and then you go on ropes between trees. What is it?
An assault course?
No,
treetop
climbing.
Treetop climbing. I learned it from the Pandavasenas. They went, you know, you go up and then there are different obstacles. You have to go. Sometimes you have to then climb. and you are, for security, you are fastened to something in case you fall. But it's like then you climb something, then you can go on a, you can, you know, do you know what Jai Gopal knows? You can. And I heard so much, they were talking with so much appreciation and love and affection. I thought, I used to be a tree climber when I was a child. I'm not dead yet. I will just get borrow pants and then I will somehow do it. And then I went up and I did this. You know, there are different obstacles you have to do. You have to balance something. The ground is shaking, you know, and so on. And I remember I couldn't finish it. I thought, why did I get into this? I'm supposed to be a serious person. This was 10 years ago when I was very young. Why did I get myself into this? Why did I have to do this? What went on in me that I went into such a... even had to pay 10 euros for this. You know, and I was really disappointed with myself. Why? Who has talked to me? Gadadha. Why did I? Well, I had an excuse. I want to understand how to overcome high altitude anxiety by doing it and trying a meditation. You know, I had my philosophical explanation how it's super useful for Krishna conscious preaching and so on. But then I was there, and then I saw that they have these people who know this, that who belong to the park. That what was it, Gopi Gita? High treetop climbing. Treetop climbing. You can ask Gopi Gita what it is. So, and I was finally sitting there and they said, guys, how do I move from here to security again? I give up. I'm smashed. Well, you take your left foot. No, something practical. No left foot. I was burned out because it's scary. And then they saved me. But in retrospect, how did I get into it? Because some devotees who are close to me had done this and they had praised it. They had developed high loving emotion to this high treetop climbing. And this is how it came into my heart. This love. So love you will only find in the heart of the lovers. Then you will develop love of Krishna. That's why we say we have to go to these great exalted devotees. And if you hear about the extraordinary pastimes, there's this book, it is chapters taken out of Chaitanya Bhagavat, and it's Sri Nityananda Charitamrita. Very nice book one can purchase and so on. Then you will, something will come in your heart. Everything like this comes. This is how we begin to love, you know? We contact the love which is in the heart of someone who has love, and then we get it. It's infectious. So I pray that all of you will be infected with the highly potent love which Lord Nityananda is ready to give. Thank you for your nice statement. I think that is right, how to become connected like this. Have association with people who are connected. stay with them, do what they do, try to talk at least for 5 minutes like they talk, you know, try to get into the mood, and it will, because it's natural, it will stick to you. Hare Krishna. So I will end here. I'm sorry, I don't want to end, but I think I have to end, isn't it, Guru Hari? Oh yeah, good. So we will end here. I wish you a wonderful festival. Hare Krishna, don't despair. Good news are there for you. Hare Krishna.